efforts are underway to persuade production companies to shoot more movies in Indiana, but the state is one of several that do not offer financial incentives to filmmakers, and some say the state is losing out on a lot of money. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke to Indianapolis Film Commissioner Teresa Sabatine about a hope that lawmakers will put incentives in the budget.
First of all, when you think of film, it's no longer traditional films that you would go to the theater and see. We're talking about all content that you consume. So that's everything on Netflix and Hulu, Amazon Prime. It's just a whole new ball game. And with that came this very aggressive tax incentive game. And so we are one of 15 states that's not participating. And what that means is when they're looking to say, okay, where am I going to take this movie, even if it's made about Indiana, even if it's an Indiana story, they're saying, well, I can get 30% on the dollar in Ohio, so I'm just going to make Ohio look like Indiana. So the way that our bill will function is it's actually a rebate, not a tax credit. And the difference here is that when you're looking at a rebate functionality, you have to spend that money, get a complete audit by the state, and then you get a return for the amount that you spent based on the stipulations of the bill. So in our particular bill, it's 20% on in-state expenditures, which is basically when a film comes to town or a TV show comes to town, they're going to spend money in every sector of business. I mean, there's really no limitation. You're talking about the lumber yards, you're talking about Hertz rental car, you're talking about hotels, caterers. So we give them 20% back on that compared to Ohio's 30% and Illinois' 30%. So we're just trying to be very strategic about how we enter into this world and make sure that we're fiscally responsible. And then we're really focusing on workforce development. So it's 30% on in-state labor. So if you're an Indiana resident and you have the capabilities to work on this project, we're going to incentivize them hiring you because we really want them to hire local. And then on top of that, we want internship and workforce development labor. So that means we want you to be trained. We want you to learn from the best. So we're going to bring the best to you. And we're also going to give an opportunity for them to get 35% back if they hire you and train you.
What exactly are we looking at in terms of economic development for the state?
Yeah, in Tennessee, which who also function as a rebate program, they call it a grant program, but it's the same fiscal model. You know, over 4 years of studying the economics, they brought $91 million into the small business economy in Tennessee. So we know that this works. We just want to make sure that we're doing it right for Indiana and that we're competitive.
Why do you think Indiana has lagged in this? Why we haven't jumped on the bandwagon?
Well, I think that we have some negativity around when we had it in the early 2000s. At the time, we did get an incentive passed, and it was not very competitive with who we were dealing with around us. So at the time, Michigan was offering up to 45% on the dollar, which is kind of why their program didn't succeed over time, because that's a lot of money. And at the time, we were offering 15%, and we had a $1.5 million cap. So the problem with that is the projects we're talking about now, 50 million Madam Walker television series for Netflix, they wouldn't even qualify to come to Indiana. So what we've tried to do is build a bill this time that's really looking at the economy of the business. What is it going to take to get that business here? And how can we get the type of business that's good for Indiana, that helps us get our name out there internationally and on the global market, but also is going to create an economy here and we're not just giving away the house like they used to do?
Does this bill have momentum at the State House right now?
I feel really good about where we are. This is our third session, and it's our second full year, kind of. This is the second budget year that we've done this. And I feel like people are really coming to the table and they're asking good questions. The IEDC has been exceptionally helpful. They've been willing to get on the phone with experts in the business and learn more about it. So that's a huge step.
All right. Well, good luck, and thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you.